Veronica, self-determination has been present, has been visible and tangible since she was very young. We always had high expectations, and we recommend that for any child to be involved in something besides school. She was involved in dance and taekwondo. She got to be black belt in taekwondo, and she was very competitive. We never made her feel like she couldn't do it. She was with the typical peers in dance. She was with the typical peers in martial arts. She belonged in the community. She felt like, yes, I can do this, I can do that. It's amazing that the sky's the limit for Veronica in that respect. There's a program in every state and it's partners in policy making. And Veronica did it. And that program meant that she had to, on her own, travel by train to another city 2 hours from here, 1 week in a month for 9 months for the year. She was with self-advocates and advocates all learning the same thing, learning their rights, the law, self-determination, transition skills. She was very proud of it and she learned a lot. She learned a lot about self-determination. So she knows her rights. She knows what accommodation that she needs. She can ask for accommodations and she's not afraid of asking for her rights. For example, when she entered this high school, there was a program for students with disabilities to go to physical education class all together. So it was like a self-contained class. But Veronica said, I want to be within my typical peers because I'm very good at sports. So we asked to amend the IEP in the middle of the school year. We met again, and Veronica put, I want to be with my typical peers in gym class. That's how she entered the basketball team, by providing that information. She's very good at sports, so it was a strength. And she wanted to bring up her strength because typically when you are in an IEP meeting and you are there for an hour and a half, they're talking about you and you hear a lot of negative things about what you cannot do. But that was a way to bring what she can do. So she's very brave and I think she's a leader in the community.